The conclusion of the SADC Foreign Minister's Retreat 2026 marks a structural shift as Southern Africa's collective economic architecture transitions from passive vulnerability to defensive consolidation. Today, Sunday, May 24, 2026, the Southern African Development Community, SADC, Ministers of Foreign Affairs concluded their high-profile, three-day strategic summit in Skukuza, Kruger National Park, South Africa. Chaired by South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola, the executive session concluded with the formal release of the Skukuza Outcome Statement. The declaration establishes an integrated economic defense framework engineered to insulate the 16-member trade bloc from compounding macro shocks, most notably the rolling trade paralyzation caused by active maritime blockades in the Middle East, escalating climate anomalies, and severe local currency depreciations. Geopolitical insulation. Breaking down the SADC Foreign Ministers' Retreat 2026 initiatives addressing regional delegates on the eve of Africa Day, Minister Lamola asserted that the future of the SADC trade bloc will be fundamentally dictated by its capacity to act as a singular geo-economic unit. With regional supply networks buckling under the weight of external conflicts, which have artificially inflated the cost of global fertilizer, refined petroleum, and grain imports, the SADC Foreign Ministers' Retreat 2026 Assembly finalized a coordinated response structured across five core pillars: public debt management and financial integration, transitioning away from reliance on highly conditional Western capital markets and non-concessional foreign credit. The ministers prioritized the rapid capitalization of the SADC Regional Development Fund. This move aims to provide a sovereign shield against debt service traps during high-interest cycles through the formation of a regional borrowers' club. Aggressive domestic revenue mobilization, DRM, to close infrastructural deficits without expanding external debt sheets, the framework mandates the cross-border harmonization of digital tax administration systems. The focus is centered on plugging illicit capital flight channels and maximizing extractive resource revenues. Regional value chain industrialization, moving beyond raw commodity export dependencies, the bloc finalized plans for localized special economic zones, SEZs. These zones are designed to accelerate regional mineral beneficiation, specifically targeting the processing of lithium, copper, and cobalt within sub-Saharan borders. Resilient transport and logistics infrastructure. SADC will fast-track the digitization of its primary overland transport veins, including the Maputo, Dar es Salaam, and Walvis Bay corridors, alongside key investments into Angola's Lobito corridor to bypass maritime supply chain distortions and cut port congestion latency. Free movement of skilled labor. The outcome text signals an administrative push to relax visa barriers for technical specialists, engineers, and agricultural experts to ensure that industrial expertise can be deployed across borderlines without friction. The strategic transition. Legacy frameworks versus the 2026 Skukuza Directive. The operational shifts approved during the SADC Foreign Ministers' Retreat 2026 session represent a permanent structural update to the SADC Regional Indicative Strategic Development Plan, RISDP, 2020-2030. Development Vector Legacy SADC Blueprint Active Enforced 2026 Skukuza Framework Financing Mechanism. Heavy reliance on external ODA and foreign debt. SADC Development Fund and Enhanced Local DRM Tracking. Mineral Asset Security. Exportation of unrefined ores and raw concentrates. Mandatory cross-border beneficiation and SEZ corridors. Logistics Risk Shield. Fragmented state-specific border checkpoints. Encrypted digital transit passes and corridor harmonization. Currency risk defense. Unhedged exposure to USD-denominated invoicing. Phased integration of local currency clearing modules. Agricultural inputs. High vulnerability to volatile G7 fertilizer chains. De-risked regional agro-processing and storage hubs. SADC Macro-Fiscal Vulnerability Index. Plain text operations model to prevent common WordPress script conflicts and guarantee that regional audit dashboards parse data cleanly. The SADC Secretariat's macro modeling division tracks sovereign exposure to external logistical and monetary shocks using a direct, plain text math framework. Macro fiscal vulnerability score equals gross publi.